You know, terrorism is now a global phenomenon, and in addition to working with the U.S., I think it is because of the nature of terrorism, we need global cooperation. And, of course, there are many areas in which we can all be able to put our efforts together to defeat this menace and the phenomenon that is, as I said, it's not just that you can fight it alone because it's a global phenomenon. So we're looking forward to working with not just the U.S., but all governments so that we can defeat this menace.
Some people expect, first they criticize the Obama administration for not fostering a stronger relationship with Africa. With this second term, what is the African Union looking for?
Well, we're not looking for anything extraordinary because it's second term. But we have had an agenda that is going on. As you know, that we have high-level consultations between the African Union and the U.S. administration. The chairperson of the commission had just come from Washington, where he met the senior administration and members of the Congress and the business community. But Africa, we have got an agenda. Our agenda is, first of all, to secure development for the continent. We want also to make sure that in the international environment under which we operate, peace within the continent and globally is also secure. And that we also see a favorable environment in terms of economic relations that would encourage investment, that can encourage trade, that can encourage cooperation.
What role do you think the U.S. can play, or what partnership do you think the African Union and the U.S. can play to support the AU's agenda to bring prosperity to Africans and to resolve conflicts on the continent?
Well, it's a big question, but the first part of it is you ask what role can it play. U.S. is the largest economy in the world. U.S. And Africa have a lot in common in terms of common heritage, but also U.S. is a leader in technology in many other ways, and the U.S. has investments in Africa. We have a framework of cooperation between U.S. and Africa, like in the area of AGOA and other initiatives, and our hope is that we can now start looking at the agenda of the continent, because our agenda is to transform our continent to see more inclusive growth, to see, the continent adding value to its resources, trading more within the continent, and all that.